It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Y'all are great.
Before we head to the last question, I just want to say a word to a long, long time, really part of the fabric of our media and the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brad Sham has had a heck of an offseason, including recently, for a number of different things and ways. And I just want to say,
all right, I guess that's it for the Cowboys
press conference.
Yeah, I'm guessing they were going to honor Brad Sham in some way, but so what do we think, fellas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency break of the week brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We will give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from a very fertile hunting ground known as Why Today Doesn't Suck. And sometimes people will email up and they want their birthday recognized, and they also want like a joke from Line 4 guy. Well, Ham, Matt Birmingham, took it upon himself to mess up the joke not just once, but twice.
Monto, 45 years around the sun for Coltrane. Cole is a faithful P1 and is happy to share his birthday with Tony the engineer. Mushmouth Tom is his leader, along with Gordon. He could use a Line 4 guy joke and a Don Era Dondo drop since he's been married far too long to be woken up in that special way. From your side piece's husband, Zach Gill.
Don Era Dondo.
I'm not sure we can find a joke in such short notice. Well, Little April was not the best student in Sunday school. Usually she slept through the class. One day the teacher called on her while she was napping. Tell me, April, who created the universe? When April didn't stir, little Johnny, a boy seated in the chair behind her, took a pin and jabbed her in the rear. God Almighty, shouted April, and the teacher said, very good. Oh, that's only half the joke.
What, Ham, what are you doing?
He's obviously
right. Okay,
distracted.
Okay, Ham, you know the rest of it, so go ahead.
No, finish it.
I want to hear how it ends.
Let Ham reset back there. This has been a really rough go.
Today, a while later, the teacher asked April, who was our Lord and Savior, but April didn't even stir from her slumber. Johnny came.
What the heck is going on? False punchlines.
Today is the 43rd birthday.
Is there a bigger defeat than that, than the ill-timed rim shot?
That's really funny.
Preemptive rim shot.
Yeah. Preemptive rim shot.
Yes, if you're the one delivering the joke, it's not funny, but everybody listening, it's really funny.
High fives and laughs. So there's Matt Birmingham, also known as Ham, as candidate number one. Candidate number two. And as I try to explain what it's like to work with a man by the name of Gordon Keith, you have to know that he's an agent of chaos. He wants things to go sideways.
I do not.
He wants us to sound like we are an experimental radio station.
I'm always trying to smooth things out.
No, you're not. Because sometimes we will have some technical problems like we had in Crosstalk last week. We were talking to the invasion. And just as they would come back and we would hear them and we could start talking to them, Gordon's big trick is, you got us?
I was responding naturally.
And then he sounds like he's cutting out. He'll go like, and make it sound like his microphones. And this is on you.
Who are you guys playing this week, Austin Westlake?
They got some school in Austin.
That narrows it down.
Is it maybe Travis?
No. No, that's their district rival.
Oh, Central Austin, perhaps?
Yeah, somebody.
Let's not just start naming schools in Austin.
Okay, sure.
All right, what you guys got today from Choctaw?
Okay. Hello.
Sounds like a lot of that.
Okay. Oh, no. Hello? Did we lose him again?
Guys?
It is bad. I can't hear.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Who's this? Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Who is this?
Y'all go ahead.
Yes, and this is, please? Okay.
I'm teasing, but I'm not all right. Teasing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I mean, we've got
the phone and someone was already there. Hello?
Can you guys hear us?
Eggs and milk.
Yes.
That's what
so
we'll pick
us.
Up. What do you guys
have? We've got you guys. Do you guys
I
have
swear
a,
to God, Gordon,
I'm
stop
trying
it.
To establish contact
no,
with them.
What do you guys have planned today other than intermittent broadcasting?
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow, we lost him
God.
Again. Okay.
Gordon's fault.
It is your
Why
fault.
Was it my fault? That, I
because we had
a bad.
You
can
clearly
no.
hear the hiss in the background. We had
Gordon.
Him.
I think that I was fine there. I don't think that's an e-brake. The e-brake's okay. not on me. The e-brake's on the technical issues.
Well, that's the way it started, and we would have been fine 5 seconds no. into it, but you kept going, hello, up, oh, yeah, up.
No, because they would interrupt me. I'd start speaking, and then I'd hear
it's
some transmission.
Thing. It's your favorite what, thing. If we have...
Okay. Now you're interrupting me.
Okay. There's Gordon.
Because, okay, go ahead.
As candidate number two. I am going to go ahead. You're candidate number two. Candidate number three also comes to us from this little morning show of ours, the Morning Musers. I don't even get this joke, but we were talking about how the Chicago Bears have filed a complaint with the league because their deep snapper got hit on their blocked field goal last week against Green Bay. And Junior said this.
So I guess it won't change the outcome of the game, but a little sports quick hit. Filed it. Ooh,
very
George,
good.
You look a little suspicious. You don't think they should file a complaint to try to encourage
I mean,
officials to get it right?
Yeah, you can. I don't know if anything ever comes out of those outside of maybe an emphasis telling the rest of the league, hey, you can't do this.
Obviously.
And it makes officials pay more attention to it.
Yeah.
If they determine that they got the call wrong.
Those football players are always trying to pound the snapper. And I'm glad that they have made that illegal.
Greg.
Emmett and Keller, you're on the ticket.
See, I don't even get it.
Yeah, I don't either. What were you referencing? Is that a movie title or what?
Is that an e-brake or is that a broadcaster crushing it?
Well, I guess I that's know. Up for interpretation.
I think it's the former.
Well, it has you as candidate number three. So is it Ham? Is it Gordo? Or is it Craig? 888-787-1310. Let's be careful on how we vote this week. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
He's at the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Colorado State Rams have won, and I'll take Craig. Wait.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Oh, hi, musers.
Oh, hey, triple fake tiger.
Just die.
Hey.
I'm going to vote for my favorite golf player on the ticket, Gordon Keith.
He's your favorite golfer? Golf player, as you
golf
said.
Golf player.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady
I think
Tom.
This may be Brady Tom.
What the heck?
Brady Tom, how did you know?
I don't know. Just random.
That is very random. Well, I hope you guys do it well today.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to vote for Craig.
Why, unfortunately?
Yeah.
Because we may have to hear it again, I guess, if he wins.
Well, that's right. That's right. We're going to have to hear it again, but I do like pounding some snappers.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Well, you know, if you were a football player, they'd throw a flag on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't do that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Activity.
Hello?
Sports? Yeah, I think that was a crushing pounding to the deep snapper.
Right. Craig Boat.
All right.
Was it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yes, I believe deep in my heart it
yeah,
was.
We're gonna go
I don't
with
know.
It.
I think we need to review that.
Hello, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
George, this is your cousin Ricky calling from Loose Derrick.
Oh, hey.
I don't have
George,
a cousin.
Talk to your cousin.
I don't have a cousin named Ricky.
Yeah, you do. You never come bail me out. I'm tired of these bologna sandwiches.
Okay, well, who you vote for?
Do you have some material? Or
Lee Harvey Oswald.
It is November 22nd. Thank you for the call.
And then stay tuned at 8:40. We're placing a call to lower heaven.
No, we're not either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hey, this is Coach O here. You know, I wanted to vote for ham because I really like ham a lot around this time of year for Thanksgiving and all, but I got to take the opportunity to say that Gordon is just not a very good broadcaster. Hopefully he can get thrown out. Maybe I could be the third muser. You know, I'm still out of work, so still thinking about trying to get a job. So anyway, whatever happens, I'm going to go ahead and vote for Gordon and go Tigers.
Okay, we'll see you. Thanks, Coach O. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm exhausted.
Craig Miller made another finely handcrafted golden gem of a joke. Gordon wins.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that distinction there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, musers. I'd like to vote for Gordon.
Thank you. Hey, Gordon on a little run here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Ed Carter.
Hey, Ed.
I'm sitting here with...
We'll get rid of that. Yeah, because I think he dropped a S-bomb, too.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys.
Jamie Benn? It's Jamie Benn.
It's a generic hockey player.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like to go by his name.
Yeah, what do you think?
Good candidates, you know. Definitely ready to, you know, submit that vote.
Okay.
Been a good week.
God, it's so draining. Stop.
A lot of consideration to, you know, each candidate, I think, is.
Okay. Just use your vote. Vote. Name one. Okay, that's about for me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes!
We have ourselves a winner. I think an upset win, but Gordo has won it. He has won it.
Who are you guys playing this week, Austin Westlake?
They got some school in Austin.
Okay. That narrows it down.
Is it maybe Travis?
No. No, that's their district rival.
Central Austin, perhaps?
Yeah, somebody.
Let's not just start naming schools in Austin.
Okay, sure.
All right, what you guys got today? From Choctaw. Okay.
Hello.
Sounds like a lot of that.
Okay. Oh, no. Hello? Did we lose him again?
Guys?
It is bad. I can't hear.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
Yes. Who's this? Hello.
Okay.
Who is this?
Y'all go ahead.
Yes, and this is, please?
Okay. I'm teasing, but I'm not all right. Teasing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, okay, we got your phone, and someone was already there. Hello,
can you guys hear us?
Eggs and milk.
Yes.
That's what we'll pick up.
What do you guys have?
We've got you guys. Do you guys?
I swear to God, Gordon,
I'm trying to establish contact with them.
What do you guys have planned today, other than intermittent broadcasting?
Unbelievable.
How many wins is that?
Wow, we lost them again.
There it is.
Okay,
Gordon's fault. How many wins is that for the great Gordo?
That is Gordon's 104th e-break win. He is now 33 behind the all-time leader, Norman Snapper Hitzkus. It's unbelievable. Norm hasn't worked here in, what, 15 years now? And I still haven't caught up with him?
You're getting close.
33 behind him. You're three behind George, too. So.
Yeah, what's up?